Hiya, welcome to day 10 of the Mowathon. I've just left, or got quite a good start this morning and left Brig House, and I'm on my way to Skipton across the top of the hills. I'm currently at 1100 feet looking out over this most stunning landscape of hills and moors, with small villages you can see in the distance. It's a bit overcast. It's chilly, but not, I wouldn't say cold. Still got my shorts on. I'm hoping to have a better day today. I was frustrated. I feel a little bit down this morning, actually. Yesterday didn't go as well as I'd hoped. I'm probably only done, you know, about 90 kilometres, and that was to try and get to Marshalls. But the traffic and getting through is, it's so congested and built up in the area I was travelling through that I didn't manage to get a decent lick on. So I'm hoping to rectify that today. I'm going to meet a journalist shortly. He's just called me from one of the Skipton newspapers to do a photo shoot and a short interview. But hopefully I can really, really get a move on. And I'm going to take a scenic route across the moors with Andrew from Atesia shadowing me in various places. I've got to say that Atesia have been absolutely outstanding with their support of this event, of which, without their help, despite my naivety thinking it was going to be easy to just borrow a mower and drive the whole distance, it wouldn't have been possible. And so, you know, obviously thank you to them for their continued support, and for support of members as well. Thanks to Mick for coming out and meeting me yesterday with Ash, Mick Gammage of course, and Martin for coming along with Dave last night. Martin Howe and Dave Jessop of Marshalls for keeping me company and treating me to a drink. So I shall press on. I hope you enjoy the picture of this horse. I thought it was rather nice. It was up on a bank, silhouetted against the sky. I will take a picture of the scenery, but the sun's not out. It's a bit misty, so it's probably not seen it in its best, at its best. Oh, by the way, there's loads of wind turbines, which you would expect, I suppose, and lots of signs saying no to turbines. And also, driving through Derbyshire and Yorkshire, I've noticed there's an awful lot of solar panels, brand new solar panels on roofs. So it seems to be a big push by the energy companies to harness the power of the nature up this neck of the woods, which I suppose is understandable. But I can't say, I quite like the wind turbines. They've become a little bit iconic. But I don't think I'll ever get used to a solar panel on top of a roof. I think they look ugly, especially when you see these lovely stone houses with real stone as their, instead of slate or tile, as to cover the roof, and then you've got this blinking black shiny thing on the top. Not to my liking, but it's doing a job, I suppose. Anyway, I'll catch you all later. Thanks to everybody. Keep the tweets coming. I could do with some cheering up this morning, so if you fancy sending me a message, I'd really appreciate it. See you all. Bye.